Hello, how are you? I'm the author of this poster. My name is Haruhiko Wakita. I'm from Juntendo University in Japan. The title of my presentation is Investigation of Changes in Leukocyte Telomere Length in Urological Cancer Patients. The purpose of this study is to assess whether telomere length may be a biomarker for predicting therapeutic response and prognosis. As you may already know, telomeres are non-coding repeated DNA sequences located at the end of each chromosome. Telomere length is considered one of the best biological markers of aging and associated with the risk and progression of several cancers. The relationship between urological cancer and telomere length has been reported. However, there are many controversial reports about the results. Also, few studies have explored changes in telomere length due to drug treatment. This study aims to prospectively follow the change of telomere length in urological cancer patients with therapeutic intervention, and to investigate whether leukocyte telomere length is a useful therapeutic biomarker in clinical practice. First, I'd like to briefly explain the methods of our research. A total of 56 patients with urological cancer who underwent chemotherapy or immunotherapy at the Juntendo University Hospital were enrolled. We measured telomere length before and after treatment and analyzed the association between change in telomere length and response to treatment. Genomic DNA was purified from peripheral blood leukocytes. Telomere length was measured by real-time PCR, and it was shown as a relative TS ratio. Among the patients, 37 were treated with chemotherapy and 19 with immunotherapy. The most common cancer type was urothelial carcinoma. Please look at Table 1. It shows the comparison of the telomere length before and after treatment by cancer type. Let's look at the results of chemotherapy. In the response group, telomere length increased except for prostate cancer. In the progression group, telomere length was shortened in all cancer types. For immunotherapy, similar trends like chemotherapy were observed. Next, please look at Figure 1. This figure shows the comparison of the telomere length between the response group and progression group by treatment. For chemotherapy, telomere length significantly increased in the response group and tended to shorten in the progression group. For immunotherapy, similar to chemotherapy, telomere length tend to be longer in the response group and shorter in the progression group. Previous reports indicated that short telomere length is associated with a poor prognosis in patients with urological cancers. Nevertheless, few follow-up studies about changes in telomere length before and after chemotherapy. Association between telomere length and chemotherapy has been studied for solid tumors such as hematological disease and breast cancer. But so far, there have been no reports of patients with urological cancer. In this study, we showed the changes in telomere length in patients with urological cancer before and after chemotherapy or immunotherapy, depending on the therapeutic effect. Based on the above results, we conclude that telomere length may be a promising biomarker for predicting therapeutic response and prognosis in patients with urological cancer. Thank you for listening to my presentation.